double goal! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Ow!
Yes, so 19th day of the month of October. What is tomorrow?
20th, right?
20th.
All right, so it's 11 minutes past 10 this lovely morning. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning.
And it is What's Up, Lego!
Yeah.
Show, guys.
The day we do not shout like this, just take cover. Something must be wrong, all right? And nothing ever.
I might have lost my voice at the time.
I said the day we do not shout, not the day you do not shout. The day we.
You two
do not
must have lost your voice. Both of us must have eaten crow.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
All right. Can
what
we say?
What are you afraid of? Crow is not bad meat, is it?
Like vulture, too.
Oh,
can we say you're good?
These are endangered species.
Yes.
You remember. Anyway, good morning, Lagos. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And of course, this is Lagos's best conversation right here. The best 2 hours that you're going to spend on radio.
Believe that.
Is right here. My name is Mary Ann Duke O'Cone, and he is.
Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H.
Together from now till 12 o'clock, we're promising you not a dull moment at all.
Not 1 second, yeah?
Yes.
And thank you also for commending us. We said we'll be back today and we're here. Not like those that make promises.
And never keep it. Never.
They've told you many things. They didn't do any. And they're still saying they did a lot. Name withheld. So let's move on this morning.
Yes, guys. So this morning we start off as usual with sound off. And today we're sounding off on something that affects us directly.
Yes, it pained us.
It is our constituency. So we're going to talk about it. We're sounding off on it because it might not concern you, but it concerns us because this is our, what do you call it?
Workshop. This is where would they work now?
No, they chop. It's our work chop. Yes. So we're going to do a quick sound off on that. And then when we come back, we're musing this morning. Our musings always take the front row. And then later on, we're going to have a guest in the studio who's going to be talking to us about the issue of, the oil theft and the fact that, the burning that took place under the watch of the army. And the fact that government and the army are saying they're not investigating anything. Let's just die the matter.
Bunny. It's burnt.
Our guest Ambrose Igboke is going to be tearing those issues into.
I'm
going to
be talking about Sakpa moments also.
Yes, and today, on the last part of the show, we're going to continue with our Sakpa stories.
Sakpalization.
Yes, this show is going to be the bomb.
Oh my God.
Are you ready? Let's set sail.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give dates.
All right, this is Sound Off. It's 14 minutes past the hour 10. Over the weekend, we heard that the Zamfara State Governor, or do I call him the new broadcast regulator? Though maybe something happened, he shut down stations in the state. He shut down even federal government stations in the state, stating that they had the effrontery, the temerity, they had the guts to campaign for another political party. The stations affected were Nigeria Television Authority, NTA Gusau, Federal Radio Corporation, Pride FM, Almuma TV, Gamji FM, and Gamji TV. They were the ones that he said, listen, you had the guts to do this, I shut you down. Well, the governor could plead superficial reason to justify a most irritating faux pas and plead for understanding. After all, I mean, Zamfara is one of the most traumatized environments in the country. And this really should occupy the interest of broadcasters. But hey, he didn't want to hear any other party being campaigned for. Therefore, he took it up on himself and said, no, I'm going to shut you down. But thank God we have regulators who we know. The National Broadcasting Commission, where they called the action illegal and they asked the Zamfara State Governor to rescind that ill-informed decision immediately. The commission drew its strength from the National Broadcasting Commission Act, CAP number 11, law of the Federation of Nigeria 2004. The act vests the commission with the powers to superintend the entire broadcast industry and not a governor. So I don't know how the state governor got it wrong. I don't know how he didn't know that it wasn't his purview to do that. I don't know why. I mean, he didn't even realize the fact that the stations were actually doing what they were supposed to do. The regulators will sanction you if you don't give every other party equal share of airtime. Mm. So I don't know how he got to that point to be able to go to an NTA and say, I shut you down. So the NBC also in their letter asked the military, those he used to stop people from doing their jobs, don't just obey that. That is illegal. And they asked for the Zamfara State governor to come out and apologize to the people of the state and the country at large. And all remember that Zamfara State is a state so decimated by the bandits and the badness in the nation that he was one of the governors that said that he was talking about people carrying weapons. So that issue became a non-issue till someone went to a government station to campaign for another party because it's not your party. That is an affront.
I'll tell you what. Legally, the governor has no right.
He knows.
Otherwise, he has no right. But the fact that our political leaders, people who are supposed to lead us, are right, feel the need to also be dictatorial towards us, the people, especially us, the Fourth Estate. I take this very personal because, you see, it's this same media, Mr. Governor, that was able to put out all the problems, insecurity problems that your state, Zamfara, is facing. It's this same media that you use to tell, to call on the federal government to come to your aid. Mm-hmm. It's this same media that you're shutting down,
sir,
that you went on to say, well, I think my people, it's time for you to pick up arms and defend yourselves. You did not think at those points that you want to shut them down. But because you have a political interest and you want to score a cheap political point, you want to make a point, Zamfara State belongs to all, including those who are non-indigenous who live and do business there. It also belongs to those who decide whatever party they want to vote for. This is a democracy, sir. You can't just wake up and shut down a media house because you're the governor. The constitution that you're running that state give you that power. In fact, as we're looking at the NBC rules in terms of broadcast during the political season, it's boldly written that every single political party must be given fair hearing.
Yes.
Fair hearing, meaning that whether the government of the day is APC or PDP or Labour Party or whatever party, every other party has a right to campaign in that state. They have a right to seek for votes. They have the right to go on the media. They have a right to coverage. What part of this do you not understand, sir?
What part do you understand?
Because you see, it's easy for people to ask for us to vote for them. It's easy for people to want to run for office. But do you understand what the constitution of that country, that you're running for an office for, states about your duty, your rights, your responsibilities as a leader? Do you understand what is in the constitution? Maybe you need to revisit it.
And also spreading it or going to other states. We had issues like this, which similar to this in Lagos, in Kaduna, when the state governors are acting like demigods. Mm-hmm. Someone said, even River State, governors are now emperors. We don't want to believe this. We don't want to believe this. But we're getting towards a time where you should act not like emperors. Unify this country. It's going to get bad. And when it gets bad, you are not going to go free. So please, we're asking, Mr. Governor, Your Excellency, we hear that you have rescinded, you've taken that back.
Yes, I'd like to let you know that the government of Zamfara has come out to say that they apologize. It was an ill-thought-out plan, a strategy, and they're rescinding, that particular ban or shutdown on stations. But again, legally, do you know, sir, that these media houses, especially the ones that are private, have a right to sue you?
They can.
For damage, for what the army must have done to them, how their people were treated.
You shut them. You stop people from going to work.
Because you stopped broadcast stations by all means, you have, one way or the other, infringed on their rights.
An apology doesn't just do it.
It doesn't do it, sir.
It doesn't really do it, honestly.
And truly, We media houses need to start looking, you know, at how we can also stand up for ourselves.
We're the endangered
Thank God
right
for
there.
Bond. Bond, you know, was very quick and apt to also
NBC
shoot
too.
That down. Mm. Bond
NBC.
Was first. Bond said, look, you have no right, Mr. Governor. This is not your job. You have no right to shut these people down. But we appreciate Nigeria. We're glad that we've grown to a place where we know the duties of the Fourth Estate, how powerful we are, and we will not let ourselves be trampled upon.
And thank you, our monitors, NBC, our guys, for standing up and saying this is wrong. And I'm glad the apology has been put on table. But whatever else comes out of it, you deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and as we go into this election season, let's not start on a bad note. This is not what we want. We're preaching peace. Let's all embrace peace. And that is Sound Off.
Yes, with nobody, Thomas. 10:22 on the clock.
You know, Allen Avenue.
Is that what
my
said?
People hustle lateral?
Lateralodoni. All right, 10:22, 10:23 in a second or two. Welcome to the show. This is a topic for the muse and for today.
Yes. So, do you have a role model? And why do you have a role model? What's the importance of a role model in your life? And do these people know that they're your role models, or are
this
they just
is not role model, it's role. Right? I help them say, I'm my role model.
Rose modest.
What's my rose modest? I'm my role model.
But do you have somebody that you're trying to fashion your life, you know, around? Or does the person, you know, somewhat inspire you? Or do you have mentors? You know, some people have role models and some others have mentors. And mentors have to have a personal relationship with you to help you grow. Which do you have?
Or is there an influencer you're trying to be?
Oh,
like?
Gosh. No.
Yeah, some people
I pray that you didn't have to
yeah,
say that.
Yeah, some people do that. Some people follow influencers.
What are you influencing?
Some people also follow, once they come out of BB Nigeria, they become your role model. You start doing what they do. You follow them, do everything they do.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. Okay.
So check it out. That's what we're going to be musing on today. So get your facts together, right?
If you have any. Anyway, talking about facts, we have our, goodness, Info Girl is around the corner. But
Info Girl is around.
We're going to give us some time to talk right after this break. But
we'll take a break and we'll come. But
we'll talk role models. Am I your rose modest?
Yes, now. Ah. Yeah, hey. I tell you what you do for me.
Hey,
you can't
my
believe
God,
it.
Hey, tell me something.
One, you wait for Uber. Two, things that you do that I look forward to is that when you are very hungry at somebody that's doing the job that's not doing it well, you get very hungry. Yes, your temperature rise. And when you also laugh, you can't hold your laughter. Like now, when there is laughter, we're supposed to keep quiet on the laughter. Miriam will disgrace me and she will leave the microphone, but the laughter will be entering. You're my role model.
Shut up.
And she continue. All right, thank you, Fogel. Thank you for that. And Zeta, thank you. It's at 10:41 on the clock and gradually heading to the hour 11. We talked about something we're supposed to muse about, but we haven't actually said what we're going to muse about. Every single day we muse before we get into the serious hour, the more serious hour, actually. But let us get to muse this morning and ask you what this is going to be about this morning.
We did talk about it before we went on the break. We did say we're going to talk about our mentors. Who's your role model?
Yeah, so why are you looking at me like that?
You said I'm your role model.
I need your... Yeah?
I'm your role model.
I should continue where I stopped.
No, please.
No, I thought you wanted me to continue.
For what?
My role model, you.
It can't be me.
Honestly, let me tell you.
It can't be me.
And also, who is that role model of yours that is rejecting you? Know what I'm feeling now. Yes. All right. So think about it. Who's that person that has influenced your life, that has made you, that you're looking at, that you want to be like? Huh? That you, there's a story of this guy, the set of twins that had their father, the same guy, was a drunk. All right. So the father was a drunk, but at the end of the day, when he died, they got old. One of the twins became a professor. The other one became a drunk. And both of them had the same role model, their dad. So one looked at the opposite and one wanted to be just like daddy. So how you can have a role model who you are taking the negative part of and saying, yes, this guy is brash. This guy is mean. I will be the opposite. He is still that role model. Yes, so to say. So tell us who that role model is and we will get on it soon. So tell us, the
right.
Phone numbers are open.
Open 0700-993-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And we're also talking about, you know, the difference between role models and
mentor.
The guys that you call your mentor.
Mm-hmm.
who's your mentor? Why is that person your mentor? What do you see in that person that you want to make part of your life? And why are you, you know, tailoring your life around or mm-hmm. trying to be like that person?
What do you want to be like?
Yeah. So right. Well, we're going to the phone lines. Let's take our first call.
All right. Let's see the numbers, you know. And
hello.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Where have you been? Where have you
Lagos,
been?
Lagos, Ezele.
Hey, Ezele, Lagos.
Lagos, Ezele.
Okay.
Our friend is our ambassador to the middle bed.
To the middle bed.
Yeah, you are the one to coerce those two states to join us.
Coerce. Yes. Good morning.
You know, our landmark start from Onitsha. Those people get Onitsha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for this role you have given
me. My role model. Yeah, you know, the first bomb of a woman is a role model to him and to her.
Okay.
So Shrek is my role model.
You lost somebody. I'm a role model.
I'm going to talk to Miriam.
She's here.
Miriam.
Miriam.
My role model is the Queen of Sheba. And I want you to be like that.
No. I don't want to die in public. I like money, but
Queen Sheba, sitting next to me.
Thank you.
Queen of Sheba, the Bible.
That's the one that dealt with Solomon.
Yeah,
she had other things apart from it. She has jazz. The woman get jazz.
The woman has God now.
Jazz.
Almighty God belongs to her.
Queen of Sheba.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
You don't know the meaning of
the letter. Yes, I agree to disagree.
Okay.
You are not educated to that level.
Sorry. So I'm ordinary role model. I don't know anything. Yes, ordinary role model. Yes.
Thank you very much for calling.
Queen of Sheba.
So of all things, you cannot give me something else.
They should have given you at least Jezebel.
Yeah, not serious. So she can't give me anything else. I can't be a Wall Street something.
No, she's talking about the ancients of time.
No, I don't want to be Queen of Sheba. What
about
that?
Jezebel?
You're not all right. Are you okay?
Okay, but Mary of Magdala.
No.
Okay, what about...
Why?
Hester.
Why can't you be Matthew or Zacchaeus? Why can't you be
Zacchaeus is down to earth now. Zacchaeus is too short.
Well, let's take another call because church is not all right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes, to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Mercy, calling from Ikorodu.
How are you? Oh, Mercy.
Hi. You wish you have mercy on me. You see me today.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, this is wrong. Oh, Mercy, send a WhatsApp message inside. Let me pick your number and go there myself physically. I've been sending messages verbally.
Please.
Mercy
please.
Still complaining.
Have mercy on me.
Queen of Sheba, have mercy. Queen of Sheba.
Queen of Sheba.
They say you have mercy on me. Queenie.
Please, I'm not the Queen of Sheba. Thank you.
Queenie.
I'm the Queen of Hearts.
Okay, Sheba is Hearts.
I will wound you.
She's basically saying that she has
mercy. Jennifer does not condone violence.
Okay, yeah, you said you wound me now. I'll sue you.
I hope that HR didn't hear that. Mm. But sincerely, I would rather be somebody else.
But that's what she sees you as.
Instead of being Queen of Sheba, I'd rather be Cersei.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm. But you don't have a chance. You can't pick. Queen of Sheba it is. Queen.
But sincerely, for those of you who are just joining us, we're talking about role models.
Yeah.
Okay. Role models. And if you have any, or if you have a mentor, how has that person influenced your life? Have they even influenced you? Do they even know that they're your mentors?
Yes.
Or they're your mentors from up? Because you see, people will say, she's my role model. She's my role model. Role models don't necessarily have to know that they're your role models, okay? But then if it applies to family, like you can say my dad's my role model, so I'm modeling my life after my dad. But then when you have a mentor, some people say that's my Stretch is my mentor. Stretch does not know you.
Some people don't miss.
How is he impacting your life?
Don't miss crush with mentor or role model. Some people have crushes and they use it to be role model. A crush is a crush.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
So think about it. Yeah?
It's a problem.
All right, let's get to the phone lines again. Let's see.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Otari. Otari.com.
Otari.
Otari.
My role model is Gary Fowini and Fela and Falana.
Only one is alive.
Only you three.
Okay, the one that is alive now, that is my mentor, is Falana.
Okay. Falana.
My mentor is my Bible and my lover, like Shakespeare. And James Hadley
Chase. And James Hadley
Chase. They don't mentor themselves. No, I said they have they mentored themselves.
Otari, were you angry before this call?
No, I'm not angry. Just that I don't say one such as Weru Cheche.
Okay, what if you're angry? Oh, you've taken it. Oh, Otari.
Otari.
Otari. Oh. Okay, the mum. All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up,
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oops. Okay, maybe you wasn't here.
So sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, it's Messi. I'll send it to.
Okay, on WhatsApp, right?
WhatsApp,
I'll pick Messi, how do you get through so easily? Tell me your secrets.
The magic.
Magic.
We are old fans now.
All right.
Messi, can you send it right now? Because I want to pick that information.
I've sent it multiple times. It's on WhatsApp right now.
Okay, what did you send? Hello? What did you write?
Messi, Ezog from Ikorodu. My phone number, my account detail.
Okay. We'll check it and we'll... We're not seeing. Okay, we'll check it. All right. Thank you, Mercy.
Thank you, Mercy.
All right. Okay. We're talking role model. We're talking mentor.
Yes.
And if you have any of the two, tell us why and tell us who.
Turn off your radio, please.
What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
My name is Marvelous. I'm calling from Aja.
Marvelous. Good. How are you, Marvelous?
I'm fine, bro.
All right, Marvelous. Mentor, role model?
My role model is Dianom.
Is who?
Yeah.
Is who?
Is who?
Lionel Messi, the footballer.
Lionel Messi.
Are you a footballer yourself?
Yeah, I'm a footballer. I know how to play very well.
Okay.
Are you playing for any local league?
Like him.
Are you playing? How old are you? Are you up to, are you under 20?
No, I'm 23.
Okay, so you're
national team.
You're already playing for some club already?
No, not yet.
You're a banker?
No, I'm currently a driver now.
Okay, I get. All right, I hope your dreams come true. Thank you so much for sharing, bro.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
All right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Martin. I'm reaching from Akwa Ibom State.
Martin, you're listening on the app, right?
Yeah.
You will make heaven. It's likely you make heaven. Likely,
very, very of course.
Yes, likely. All right, go ahead. Tell us, mentor role model.
Okay, my role model is actually Sheriff.
Sheriff Quadri.
Oh, Sheriff.
Yeah. Where are you in Akwa Ibom? Are you in Uyo?
In Eket.
Eket. Okay. Have you been to that stadium?
Yes, I've been there. Actually, my house is very close to the stadium.
Hey, I'm coming to AK.
I think we're going to stay in your house.
No problems. I'll be willing to host you.
Oh,
God. I want to eat at Tamboro.
No problem.
We will eat at Tamboro.
But unfortunately, I'm not from Akwa Ibom. I'm just staying here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ebonyi State.
Ebonyi. Hey, Kalagota. Come, Kalagota.
Thank you very much for calling. For someone who's not from Akwa Ibom, he does sound like an Akwa Ibom.
Yeah, he does. I mean,
he's lived there for a bit, so it's possible to pick up the tongue
when you eat all those things.
So, Stretch, somebody said that What's up, Lagos? My own road model.
Ayo. Ayo.
My own road model is stretch.
Ayo, they would disgrace you. Ayo, say amen. Put your hand on your head.
Why are you
say
doing
amen.
Like this? You're his road model. Road model. I don't like it.
Am I road safety? His road yes. model. Ayo. Ayo. Okay. No problem.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio, please.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. This is my first time calling. My name is Oyekachi.
Oyekachi, give us what's up, Lagos.
Tell me what's up, Lagos, because.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? Jesus, on your belly. Oyekachi, go ahead.
Okay. My role model is Haaland. Elia Haaland.
Okay.
Nigeria Info will be right back.
Feet. Now you take control, oh. And it all revolves around you. With other effects, you can be sure that your trading go mature. Your investments are secure.
Pace for a great life with a reliable partner that allows you to focus on what matters most. Download the Okta FX trading app now.
Peak protein breakfast. That's the secret to how mom wakes up early, makes breakfast for us, and runs off to work. How daddy works most nights and still gets up early to drop me at school. No matter how busy they are, they're never too tired to play with me. And that's because they never leave home without a Peak protein breakfast.
Start every day with a Peak breakfast enriched with protein to keep you going.
Peak. Rich for your peak. There you are, riding in silence, both deep in thought. I bet you, the driver, thinks this ride should have cost more. And you, the passenger, you are sure you are overpaying. Never mind, let's just stay quiet. Or you can both download InDrive and agree on a fair price beforehand. InDrive, people driven. The InDrive online passenger transportation aggregator is not a taxi service. Find more information at www.indrive.com.
You summon the Oracle now!
Greetings, my king. How can the Oracle serve you?
You will tell me the secret to your power. How did that keke move without a driver?
My secret is the power of 5G.
Tell me more about the power of 5G.
With hyper-fast internet speeds, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections and quality data sharing, 5G will give you amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, instant file downloads, smart homes.
No need to be that.
5G's amazing technology will change the way we experience life and the internet. Get ready to encounter the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
Swisco to support their big dreams.
Swisco, power your dream.
Ignition check.
Is your business stuck on the launch pad due to slow and unreliable internet?
Engine on. Check.
It's time to look to the skies.
We have liftoff.
Connect Fixed Satellite Internet is here. With fast, reliable speed up to 100 megabits per second and unlimited usages, loads of data, it's ideal for schools, merchants, clinics, mines, farms, and all types of businesses from anywhere in Nigeria. It's time to take your home or business beyond the stars with high-speed satellite internet. Visit connect.com. Connect with a K in partnership with Cool Link.
No matter what I do.
All All right, check your time. It's 2 minutes past the hour 11, and this is What's Up Lagos. Remember, we said 11:30 on the clock, we'll be giving you the SACPA segment of this, but right now, we're asking you.
Who's your road model?
Don't mind, that's not road model, it's role model.
Well, we're talking about role models. We're talking about mentors. We're talking about people that you want to fashion yourself, you know, like. A lot of people actually say, well, I look to this person because I want to be this, I want to be that, or I like this person's demeanor, the way they go about their, you know, jobs, or the kind of value that they add, and I want to be able to add double that value. Yeah, so what are your reasons for picking the people that you pick as your role model or as your mentor?
Yeah, and nowadays, like, Miriam was like cringing when I said that, but nowadays the new generation, and they're looking at influencers, those that influence those that influence them. So is this a form of modern day Gen Z role models, the influencers? Or who do you look up to? Who do you want to be like? Who inspires you?
Well, who have you fashioned your life like? Because
already,
you know, because you don't grow, you don't hold.
All right, so let's get to share. 0700 993 993 993, 0700 993 993 993, and if you're a female, 01465 7190. All right, let's get to the phone lines.
All right, somebody just sent a funny message. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yay!
To life. Good morning.
Good morning, Mariana. Chasing the beauty.
Morning,
my name is Black Diamond. I'm calling from Idora.
Yeah,
Black Diamond.
Black Diamond, man.
Who's your road model?
Don't be my, not be only road model. Nice, express model.
Don't mind them.
Well, my own role model is Koloji.
Koloji,
the American artist. Koloji, yeah.
What does he sings or he raps?
Yeah, he is a rapper and also a singer.
Has he won a Grammy? Has he won any award?
Yeah, a lot.
So what about him?
Not Grammy.
Okay, so you want to be like him, but you don't want to be that popular.
Ah, I want to be popular now. You know, it's just a grad. Very soon he's going to win a Grammy. Don't worry.
Okay, so what about him? What about him got you?
Huh?
What about him got you? What about him? What about Koloji got you interested in being?
Got you. Okay.
What's special about him?
What made you decide that he was going to be a role model?
Okay. Like the way he raps now. Okay. The way he sings also.
Okay.
So are you a rapper?
No, I'm not a rapper. But anytime I listen to him, I just feel like jumping on, you know.
Jumping on his. Okay. Who has you to sing? Who has you to rap?
Yeah, because I'm curious. Yeah. Why would I make a rapper
my role model when I'm not a rapper?
When maybe I'm a pilot or something.
Serious, but I have ambition in rapping, like, serious. Okay. So anytime I listen to him, I just feel like jumping on him.
Jumping on the beat.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We understand.
All right.
Now.
Thank you, Black Diamond. Thank you so much for sharing.
We understand now. Yes. I like it when people have those kind of nuances.
We get.
You get what I mean?
We get with me, yeah.
Do you get?
You follow me.
I'm not following.
God knows where I'm going to.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Fresh.
Fred or Fresh?
Praise.
Oh, all Praise. Right. Good praise. Morning.
Go ahead. Praise, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikeja. You guys are really doing a great job.
Thank you. Praise. We praise the Lord. All right, Praise. Go ahead.
For now, I don't have any role model. Maybe I've not discovered it yet.
Can I give you one?
No, wait. Why haven't you found one? What are your yardsticks for picking a role model?
Sorry, what did you say?
What should be the characteristic of a person that would make your role model?
Let me say a great person.
Okay.
Like a very
there's no great. I mean, is there someone you want to be like?
Yeah, I don't have now.
Okay,
like,
okay,
right,
okay. You are currently role modelless.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I'll be searching.
Okay, keep searching. Yes. Yeah. All right. Take
searching.
Care.
Okay, keep searching. But I'm curious because you see. I want to know. I don't want people to just call me and say Stretch is my role model or the Queen, the late Queen Elizabeth is my role model. No. Tell me why you choose that person to be your role model?
Right.
What qualifies that person to be a role model? What have they achieved in life that has endeared you to them? What exactly or where have they gotten to that makes you, you know, want to get that to that level of life, or say, look, if she was able to achieve this, if he was able to achieve this, this is why I'm doing this. Or maybe it's the teaching style. It could be a lecturer, it could be a professor, it could be anybody.
So in other words, there must be a unique selling point. There must be something
that's
that
the word.
You really
yes, yes. There has to be
like
something
unique about that person.
That's added so much value, especially to you, that makes you say, you know what, I want to be this person.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. So that's what we're asking. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are
good
you
morning.
Calling
My
from?
My name is Christian.
Christian. All right.
Okay.
I'm calling from VI.
All right, Christian. Christian, who's your role model?
My role model is Banky W.
Banky Wellington.
Okay, why?
I just love his vibe, the way he used to sing, his voice, everything about him I love.
You could be a fan of Banky W, right?
That's a different thing. You love Banky W because of how he sings.
Yeah.
That's fandom.
Yeah. So a role model is someone you like. Role you want to be
yes,
like.
Yes, I understand. I want to be like him. I want.
Do you sing? Do you sing?
I sing.
Okay, don't sing. All right.
Can you sing for us, please?
Marianne, now don't disturb
okay.
him. He's busy.
Let him.
I'll be singing his own of his songs. Well, my judges are in play.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
If you can use the book, then the mind is open. If you can use the mixed up, then I'm the mess you need. If you can use a failure, I failed so many times. I made so many mistakes, yeah. I wanna get it right now. Now. And all my focus is your favor.
Wow.
Laying my life at your feet. Yeah. Take every part of me. Take all I'll ever be. I surrender for your lead. But you are my destiny.
Nice.
I'm sure that you need a little more brushing up and stuff to make a great singer. But you've got a little something there. You're just rough around the edges.
Banky W. Look at this guy.
Thank you very much for calling. Banky's trying to run for office. Don't have time for these things. Sorry.
It's just fundraising now.
Can we let's go to some of the messages?
Let's see messages
that are coming in.
Yes. I need a clicker. All right, this one says, "What's up, Lagos? I don't know if it's wrong, but I don't believe in role models or mentors. I quite all right appreciate the fan individuals that are exceptional in their areas of a specialization, but wanting to be like anyone or making anyone my mentor? Nah, I don't fancy that. Am I from Victoria Island? You make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, yeah. Stress na Toronto. I want here. Waiting this Banky W guy. This what's your business?
Sing your own.
Leave him alone. Toronto
Hater.
Cannot. Toronto cannot be back to back hits.
Hater.
All right. We got other ones. My role model. No. Yeah. Son says my role models. Oh, my role models are macho. Prophet Muhammad, Jesus Christ, Eminem, J. Cole. And John Cena,
hey,
a nice guy
John
attitude.
Yeah, hey, I
so
like
you,
that song.
You put Prophet Muhammad with Eminem and J. Cole.
And Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, these are the guys he's modeling his life after. He's modeling his life after a prophet, two prophets, actually, you know. And then, of course, one of the best rappers ever that has walked the face of the earth.
By your standard.
Eminem.
By your standard.
One of the best. I didn't say the best. I said one of the best that I've ever walked.
Some people might not put
and
him there.
My goodness, I love J. Cole. Like, there's nothing J. Cole has rapped that I don't... No, they're not my role models. I'm a fan.
Okay, so...
And then he's saying he's modeling his life after these guys. And then John Cena is one of the greatest, you know, WWF stars.
Can we move on? Thank you.
Why are you such a hater?
I'm not. I'm just saying...
Don't query him. He's telling you
I'm
that
not
these are the people
I'm not querying him. I'm saying you're putting Jesus and Muhammad beside those people. It's fine. All right, so let's read. What are you scrolling? Okay. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm Ma Zinwankwo, and my role model is a great freedom fighter, MNK, who proved to me that money or living large is not all about happiness or make someone great, but a selfless someone who wants all people to be free and to be equal before God and live comfortably.
MLK. Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What's up, Lagos? My first role model is Warren Buffett. I have others like Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, and Oprah, among others. Okay.
I see there. You want to be a very you want to be a rich guy. You want to be on Forbes magazine, don't you?
Yeah, you can be there for different reasons. My road model is Nigeria. Babaola.
Babaola, please.
Babaola.
Kurumbe.
Ja. All right. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Peculiar from Satellite Town. My role models are Mercy Chinwo, Adele. Love their voices.
Okay, we're going to try.
We're trying
because you see, when we started this conversation, we started by telling people that there's a difference between a mentor, a role model,
and somebody you admire. Yeah.
So now fancying and admiring people can also be broken into two categories. I could fancy a Stretch and admire him in a totally different sense. I could also be a fan of Stretch and what he does. I love how he sounds on the radio. I love how he presents his shows. It's totally different from him being my role model or my mentor. Like I said, a mentor has to know that he's mentoring you because it's a deliberate thing. If he's mentoring you, it means he's hand-holding you through life. He's giving you wise words. He's telling you what to do. He's counsel, wise counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody who can... A role model does not necessarily have to know that he's your role model.
No.
And that's because you've seen their life trajectory and you're trying to key into it because you want to be like them or even better.
And you're following those hurdles. Like he says, went to school. I did off school.
Exactly.
I self-trained myself. Those things are things that will
guide you. So you can follow that. Now, that's when you are... this person is my role model. And sometimes your role model can be a member of your family or somebody who you know, and you say, look, I look up to you, man, because you know the things that you do, the groundbreaking stuff that you do, I want to get there too. I want to be you. That's totally different from being a fan of a person. So guys, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Who's your role model? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, 01-465-7190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Sorry to call the ladies line.
What?
My name is Longside.
Longside?
Sorry to call the ladies line.
Huh? Why are you calling the ladies line? Exactly. Why? Please call the male line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? The bell is not waking the person up.
I'm
sleeping.
To let them wake.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mary Collins from Ikorodu.
Okay, go ahead. Who's your role model or your mentor?
My role model is President Muhammad Buhari.
Okay. Nice.
With ties, with everything he does.
All right. Same as mine. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Yeah. I'd really like to ask people, Pope Father, why these people are your role models. It's very important because I can say anybody's my role model.
Hello, good morning.
Hello,
what's
good morning.
Up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, Nigeria Inforest.
Yes, it
Give
is.
Give us the What's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Go.
I want to pass an information.
What?
There's a problem here in Alaba International Market. Ojo.
Okay, what's the problem?
There's a big riot there. Alaba International Market, Abulo. The Abulos and the market associations are fighting.
Okay.
This morning. So I've been going to pass this information. So you've got the regular security agencies to come up to our aid.
Okay.
The Abulos are coming here collecting money from the traders along the road and inside the market. So the traders now refuse to stop it, to call it a stop.
Okay.
And they now...
Oh, dear. Right. I think we lost him.
They now brought out guns and weapons to fight us.
Whoa, guns?
Wow, okay.
So, okay. All right, thank you. We'll inform our newsroom. Thank you so much.
So we're going to try to see to authenticate this because we need to be sure again, so for security agents, the police, NSCDC, whoever is close by the Alaba International Market, please, you can dispatch your men to find out what's happening at the Alaba International Market. We hear there's a riot. It's a fight between the Agberos, according to the colour, and the market people. Of course, they're saying that they've refused to be fleeced of their monies. In a refusal to pay these monies, according to the colour, guns have been, brought into the fight. But we're not sure. This is a reported statement, but we would really like to reach out to the police. Please, if you're anywhere close to the Alaba International Market, I'm sure that we will have police post around there. Please, we need the police to wade into the matter before it becomes deadly or bloody. All right?
Thank you very much. All right? So let's go straight to the messages also. We have many. Okay. What's up, Lagos? Stretch and Miriam, my road. Risk role model, people. My role model is Lagos Ibadan Expressway, but my role model is Donald Trump because he is bold, confident, and audacious and speaks the truth no matter whose ox is gored. And he is also a good negotiator and doesn't like oppression. St. Michael from Isolo.
Okay, St. Michael. Interesting pick. Right. This one says, good morning, Stretch and Marianne. Stretch, you have taught Marianne how to make noise. Please leave my Marianne for me. Jesus. My role model is that man, Santoro. Dampy, leave us alone.
So if you sing that song again, how now? I wanted to take our license.
Leave us alone, Dampy. Face your front.
We don't have what it takes to sing that song again. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. My role model is Uncle Jimmy Disu. Aww. And I wish to meet him one day. And also a politician. I'm also a politician to be. Okay, Afolabi Benjamin Jide from Ago Palace Way. All right.
How are you sharpening your skills to be a good politician, not just any politician?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, guys. What's up, Lagos? Rashid here from Ikeja. God, these people. My road model is Emso Oluomo. And my mentor is Joyce Onyemowa. I know she detests the title. He laughs out loud. Just kidding. I believe charting my own course.
No role model, no mentor.
No two man's journey is the same.
Yeah, and I don't think that having a role model or a mentor means that your life is going to be exactly the same trajectory as that guy.
No.
You're only saying, well, you've done well here. Let's see if I can get some of your wealth of knowledge, to help me in my own life's journey.
Yeah.
It's not that you're trying to be that person.
You're not copying that person, no.
Yes, clone that person's life. That's not the idea.
A lot here.
Too many.
All right, this one's okay. Correct. It's not Martin Luther King. Mazen Namdi Kanu was what you meant by MNK. All right, we got that.
Okay.
All right, so let's read the messages. On what basis are you picking this thing?
This one says his role model is Marvin Saab.
Okay,
his church. In case you don't know Marvin Saab,
he's a gospel artist. Everybody.
Yeah, knows. But do you know Marvin Saab?
Yeah,
he is an amazing gospel artist, and he's a preacher. And he used to be in a group called.
I'm giving you background. I didn't ask.
Anybody who had come down, you didn't ask, and I'm telling you, I want to educate you.
Why are you telling me?
I
want to educate me. I know
so,
Marvin Saab.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, what's his
when people,
group?
But I would really like this guy to tell me why he chose Marvin Saab.
Okay.
I'd really
He's
like
very vibrant, very energetic.
The reason why I'm asking is, you see, a guy sent us a message and gave us a breakdown as to why he chose a person.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. So that's just, I can't say anybody's my role model. How is that person affecting your life? How has that person helped you?
Okay. My role model is Jesus. You should also break this one down. In his lifestyle and wisdom, Michael Jackson. In aspect of fashion and talent, Bruce Lee, in aspect of smartness and reflex, my dad, who inspired me in the world of art, Patrick from Akute.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. So you're speaking a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But Bruce Lee, eh?
Yeah, Bruce Lee. Good morning, guys. My role model is Nelson Mandela for freedom fighting spirit and justice and equality. You didn't put in your name?
No name.
I would like to put your name behind that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, my people. My name is Jethro, and my role model, I'd say, is Robert Nesta Marley.
Woyo!
Woyo, Rachana.
Woyo, yo, yo.
Woyo, go, yo, go, yo, go.
All right, that's what always comes to my mind.
What's up, Lagos? My role model is my late dad. He inspires me to be like him and not to be like him in some aspects. He was a womanizer and inspires me not to be like him also. He was like jack of all trades. But it's not a bad thing. He did all things we needed at home, like electrical works, furniture, plumbing works, architectural work, and bricklaying, etc. He built a house and did everything needed in a new house. He was a police officer, you know? So that womanizer part shouldn't...
That was like a really low job for your dad. Low, low job, brother.
That he liked women? I don't think it's... I mean, like...
It's not worthy of mention.
Really?
But anyway, we're going to take one last call before we go for a quick break because Jackma is next. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos? Who's speaking, please?
My name is Victor. My role model is Gen Paul Biya for Cameroon.
Paul Biya?
Yes, President.
Why?
President Paul Biya for Cameroon.
Why? Are you from Cameroon?
I know.
Why do you like
him? He ruled for 40 years now. This making 40 years. He's a confirmed man.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Mayan, you should just leave this. What?
I was hoping you said something different. You said, they confirmed man.
He ruled for 40 years. A confirmed man.
Victor, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's your role model. Yeah. So you want to rule for 40 years?
Perpetrate yourself, Pepe. Put Pepe in your eyes.
I love Nigerian Folk Colors. I love you guys. Have I told you that I love you guys? I love you guys. You guys are like the best. You are amazing. You rock my world. Nigerian Folk Colors.
Your world. Fito.
We have to go for a break, guys. On the other side, you will be sharing your Sakpa stories with us. Sakpa.
Sakpa. Mm-hmm. Before you Jackpa.
Yes. We'll be right back.
All right, it's time for Sakpa time.
Mm-hmm.
Sakpa time, Sakpa time, Sakpa time.
It's Sakpa o'clock.
Sakpa time, Sakpa o'clock.
Yes. So, remember, for those of you who joined us yesterday, we did say we were going to be sharing our Sakpa stories from yesterday till Friday because you know what? The best Sakpa story might just win something.
Yes, and clear something that Sakpa from your life. We're getting together your names.
We'll be kicking Sakpa out of our lives.
Sakpa is out. So get ready.
Sakpa out.
Dust your phones. Yeah, dust your phones and get ready to call in and tell us.
Please don't embellish or lie. Tell us the real Sakpa story. I mean, those stories were so sweet yesterday and real. I had to share with my family members because, I can't. Exactly. That was the first
Dogoyaro story. Rice.
I was like, yo, do you know how bitter dogoyaro is?
Yes. And you have to eat it because there's no choice.
Like, yo. Anyway, we're opening our phone lines. We want to hear from you. Share with us the worst Sakpa stories. Now, for those who do not know Sakpa, Sakpa is suffer.
Yes.
Poverty.
Aship. When Utadi, age, Aship.
Yo, like.
A-S-A,
like,
Aship.
So my uncle shared his Sakpa story with me. I'm not going to share it on radio, but I was just like, yo, uni deals is deadly blow sometimes.
And it trains you to be not.
I'm telling you, if you went to uni in Nigeria, I'm not talking about abroad.
Not
student.
Private universities like that, didn't
no, even private universities. If your parents, if your whole community contributed to sending you to private school,
they pay 1 million every time.
Look, let me tell you, if you went to a public school or your community child,
oh my God,
Sakpa must have hit you.
You have it.
And then sometimes, it doesn't even have to be uni. Mm-mm. You are trying to find your way in this life. And your daddy is not Tadala. Your daddy is not, you know.
Yes,
so
you boil beans with balleringa and put oil inside.
You understand me? You soak gari and let it swell up.
It happens. You can't even boil hot water. You let the gari soak and it is hard and you make it into a and swallow.
Yes.
It happens. Got a Dalu? Adalu? Let's move.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And you can call if you're a lady. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can send us a WhatsApp message. Send us a WhatsApp message or tweet at us on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApplagos. And we're talking about Sakpa.
Sakpa. Sakpa. Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Go.
Our first Sakpa story for today. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What's your name, sir?
It's Lagos. I'm physically challenged.
Eh?
Okay, you're physically challenged?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name?
What's your name?
Leke Luakoyede Ismani.
Leke
Luakoyede.
Leke Luakoyede. Leke Luakoyede.
All right, so Leke, tell, go ahead. You have a Sakwa story?
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
I'm currently, in Sakwa story.
You said the Sakwa story now, now, now.
Yes, yes.
You are, mm-hmm. Tell us now.
Okay, she's sitting down at 14. I didn't have any list of livelihood to adult or thing. My parents, although I get to go, I need to move it, but they are not yet fresh me money. So I don't want any my parents give it to me. I don't have any list of livelihood. I don't have any way that money is coming for me. So I don't want any by my parents.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thanks for sharing.
Well, we want to hear your Sakwa stories this morning. Like I said, I can't forget the Dogoyaro rice. I can't forget the guy who said his bread had ants. He had to turn off the lights.
Had to turn off the lights and eat the bread with the ants.
Protein. Hey, God.
Pretentious.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's up?
Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is David. I'm calling from Igbesa.
David from Igbesa. David, you want to share a Sakwa story?
Yes.
You want to share a Sakwa story?
David.
All right, let's get to see who else. What's
Hello,
up,
good
Lagos?
Morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes.
What's
up?
Yeah. So, first, before I share my Sakwa story, thank God I'm out of Sakwa for now.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
The guy in the studio sounds like Ayinana. I don't know if he's the one.
No, he's not the one. His name is Stretch.
Oh, okay. Because I know Ayinana can actually relate to this story. When I was in the uni, Sakwa so hugged me. That the distance from my house to the school, I had to take a bus. But because, say, we don't get money to enter bus, we go follow TIPA.
Where they carry sand?
From bus stop.
TIPA, where carry sand? Hey.
You understand? Anybody that knows OU.
Yes. And the distance is very much. The distance is much. Oh, my God.
I will enter TIPA. So one of the occasions I fell from the city.
It's very risky.
I'm telling you, we go boil rice, we go the fine palm oil.
So oh, shit.
Our own concussion is not concussion, it's condition.
Condition rice.
It's condition.
Whoa!
A lot of Sakwa story.
Baba, Jakasara, it is where?
But technology don't carry me come out for Sakwa.
God bless technology!
Thank God. May Sakwa not be your portion.
Amen!
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Kesley from Ikorodu.
Your name is?
Kingsley from Ikorodu.
Kesley calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, Kingsley. Give us your Sakwa story.
My brother, down to memory lane. You people are talking about boiling rice. You're talking about rice. Let's just talk about. Have you prepared to go to school, my brother? You put only palm kernel inside water, hoping of your lunch.
Hey, palm kernel.
I'm telling you, you're talking about boiling of rice. You're a big man now, my brother. It's just by God's grace. My brother. There are some memories that you don't need to remember today. Although it's part of life. I love the topic. You people are awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
I love the topic.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, my brother.
We love you too for calling. But
thank God
it's
in the past.
Thank God that he's brought you out of Sakwa.
Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're fine, great. Thank you. What's your name?
It's David from Igbesa. I called back.
Your name is?
David from Ijesha,
David from Ijesha. Yeah, go on. You have a sakwa story.
Yes, I have a sakwa story.
Okay.
Yes, my sakwa story was when I have issue with my girlfriend. Are you hearing
me? Yes, go on. You have issue with your girlfriend, eh?
So that time, when we had the issue, I couldn't sit for 3 days. I was wondering myself, what is happening? I was asking my girlfriend, please forgive me. She don't want to forgive me. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't drink.
That's not sakwa, sir. You have heartbreak. It's heartbreak.
Yeah, when sakwa hold you, you won't even love. You won't even love anything.
You don't. You're not thinking about anybody else but your belly.
Oh, God.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Amen. Down memory lane.
When? Where? How?
Okay. I got to secondary school. I had money to get to secondary school.
See, money.
My younger brother was staying with me. We are squatting in our cousin's place. You know, when you say squat, you understand now. So there was one night like that, sakpa hole us. I just carry water inside cup, keep the guy, kai, drink, you don't chop with that, sleep.
Eh? Water?
Yes. Yes.
Nothing inside, not even salt.
Nothing inside, brown bee cup, babasala cup.
Hey!
The next day, we enter, you have to wake up very early so that you will tamumoto to go to school. You understand?
Tamumoto.
I was schooling in Jebo Odege.
Oh, my God.
I was living in somewhere in Akwebi to go to school in Imoru. Very far distance. I wake up very early and tamumoto. As Lagos was. My brother, I called Tari Sapa, Karan, grow, before enter university. Oh, boy.
Hey!
Eh?
Advanced
that
time,
your relative can say go send you go to school. You can't enter university. The money can't hang. There are no people paying for you. As you go to private university. Oh, boy. Left, right, and center.
My God.
But God has been faithful.
Amen.
God,
One of those things at times, I will see money for road.
Now,
very early, where they go pray. Sometimes 5K, sometimes 6K. As in, my sakpa money.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Growing up with sakwa. Man.
I'm going to university. Somebody sent you to school.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Cheers to life.
Yeah, this is Anita calling from Maryland. I want to tell you my sakwa story.
Anita, we are waiting.
Yes, my own sakwa story happened to me this year in the month of August when I finished paying my house rent. I do not have money to buy food again, so even food in the house.
Hey.
So I have no choice. I went to my estate around where there was a food. So I saw some food. No, those kind of food that fell down. I have to pick them, gather them. Up to that 15 naira, bag. When I get to my sat down and I begin to break them, I was breaking them and hitting them. Before I know, I was filled up. Then the money you want, I now package them and put them inside bottles. I now store them inside fridge. The next day, I was taking them again. That was my sakwa story. But I thank God,
That is one story,
Anita. Wow,
seriously, she went to everything finished. You had to go and start picking. Anita, thank you for sharing with us.
Wow,
all right.
I think we have messages. Let's see what's
so many of them.
Okay,
says, when I moved to Lagos in 2009, I had just two trousers. I had to fix them from time to time by this aboki on a fateful day. The aboki was begging me to have mercy on the trousers. I turned around and cried. Now I give people new wares. I can afford to own designers and buy for others. Thank you for sharing. This is a good sakwa story.
Wow.
A good sakwa story we can have. All right, this one says, my sakwa story. It's when I was small, I will have hot pure ice water, and the profits I and my younger sister make is what we will use in buying Gary, break palm kernel and drink Gary for more than 1 week. I will trek for communities before I get to school. Sometimes I will eat till I get hungry and want to faint. I won't eat till I get hungry and I want to faint. When I get home, I will have to sell ice water before we can see Gary to drink. The current sackman now is that since April till now, I lost my job. I have a rent to pay. Very difficult to eat. Wow. Oh. That's deep. That's deep. That's deep. All right. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that one. That person in the studio, I'm stretching. Anna. All right. I remember when I did not eat with...
When I do eat with no fruit. To make balanced diet. Only rice.
And I beg, talking Sakpaya, telling me you didn't eat with fruit. Hello, actually beans and corn and combined. Okay, you're talking about your Adalu. Okay, Adalu, no. Adalu you're talking about is when you eat beans and corn. When you put Gary down and it gets hard. We used to call it Adalu in school. Mm-hmm. Our own imaginary Adalu. All right, Ade from my papa. Secondary school days, me and my friends were hungry. Someone wanted to throw leftover amala away. So we collected it and got some ororo. We put some salt in the amala and stirred it together with little water. We made the mixture into balls and started frying them. I don't know which name we gave it, but boys ate that day. Kai. Not even healthy. Fry amala. How can you fry amala?
Whatever will hold the belly.
Hey. My name is Abu. The sound.
This
is not for us. I've got a message from Alaba, and it seems as if things are breaking.
We've got a video. So we're really appealing to security agencies to please wade into the matter. There is some form of crisis in that area.
All right, I think we have to go anytime soon.
Yes, we have to go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be wrapping things up here.